This is What's on Your Mind. We begin with breaking news. This just in. It's winter. Therefore, it's cold.
You are on top of everything, aren't you, Scott?
This just in. It is cold. And it is winter.
You were mean going around the internet right now. Is that picture where it says, oh, it's cold outside, and you go outside and it's cold.
Oh, it's I'm going a little goofy, so I will warn everybody that I'm sort of have a snootful of the fact that because it's within the spitting distance of zero on the East Coast, we have to act like the world's ending because it's cold outside.
Spitting in California, those anchors are like, don't make fun of us. Because now, you know, because Jimmy Fallon and some other people have been playing the clips of the anchors talking about, oh, it's cold in California, it's in the 50s and stuff. So now they're going on TV to whine about us complaining.
So we ask the question, what's on your mind? Is it the cold? Is it the bison? Is it both? Is it none of the above? This is why we call the program What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon with Todd Mitchell, and we welcome your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, and from whatsonyourmindradio.com. Nice, easy links to follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. And before the hate mail pours in, and Jim Lowe kicks me off the radio, Todd.
Now, why would he do that?
I just want to know. I'm not trying to be flippant about the fact that it's dangerously cold out there, right?
It is dangerously cold out there.
It is, but I think we're all smart enough to go, okay, it's cold. We've only been talking about this. Mark Dayton, the governor of Minnesota, closed schools Friday for Monday. Right? So, you know.
Unlike knowing you got that three-day weekend coming up.
Unless you are under a rock. You knew it was cold, right?
If you're into ice fishing, maybe that was what he was trying to do, is get the ice fishing industry all stimulated in Minnesota. Maybe that was the problem.
I actually think it's the wussification of Minnesota, is what I think. And first of all, I don't like the idea of governors deciding whether or not to close schools.
Well, that's just it. Once upon a time, it was supposed to be left open to the individual school districts and stuff. But
did you watch the schools again?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I did too. Now, I lived a block away. Ramsey Elementary School, Montevideo, Minnesota, 1450 North 4th Street. And
your memory is far too sharp.
I'm thinking. Now, what I don't know is my mom, who grew up 411 West 6th Street in Canby, Minnesota, okay? By the time she was the youngest of 13 or 14 kids, so they lived in town then. You know, they obviously moved in from the farm. I think folks would have been retired by then, my grandma and grandpa, Adam and Bertha. But she probably lived like, I don't know, 6-8 blocks from school.
Yeah.
Should call my mom today.
Talked to my dad this morning. You know, he grew up in inner city Minneapolis like I did, and he had to walk a good like 13-14 blocks to junior high. And then high school, roughly about the same amount. He usually had a car by the time he was in senior high. But if he didn't have a car, he had to walk. Hey, grade school, same thing. He lived close to his grade school, a couple of blocks, but same thing though. Yeah, to walk.
See, I don't want to get too deep about the fact that it's cold, but so number one, schools deciding to close, that's what the administrators are paid to do, right? They get the big bucks from taxpayers to decide, do we open, do we close, right? Mm-hmm. But to me, that ought to be done school district, school by school, not by governors, number one. Number two, I'm just asking. And maybe some administrators that are just behind a desk without a boatload of student issues to deal with today can answer this question. Why do we close schools when it's cold? I'm being very serious. I'm not trying to be pithy or
because we don't want anybody to get sick, I guess.
Well, how do you get sick?
You can get frostbite in 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Well, in other words,
you can get frostbite in 5 minutes, like the National Weather Service was saying all weekend long. Don't forget now, at 45 below wind chills, you can get frostbite in 5 minutes.
Okay.
So if we don't stick the kids out for 5 minutes, they won't get frostbite, I guess.
How would they get frostbite?
By not being properly bundled up.
Well, isn't that what parents do? Okay, put the hat on, put the gloves on, put you in the car. Here's what I don't understand. I feel blessed because I actually have a 10-year-old that isn't afraid to have me walk into school with her and hold her hand, right? Which I know will go away next year. So that's what I do as much as possible.
I was going to say, wow.
It'll go away, right?
I kicked my mom to the curb the second day of kindergarten.
Well,
I don't need you. Some
do, okay? But my point is, I relish the opportunity to take our daughter into school. I love that, okay?
Sure.
But, let's say you live on the farm and you take a bus. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you, if it's a quarter mile away, The bus picks you up. Wouldn't mom or dad drive you? And I called my friend Tom Campbell, who grew up on a farm, up by Grafton.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, did you grow up on the farm? Yeah, okay. Thought you did, because these farms are the potato farm up there. Zex was down in Bisonville, so we were living in the glow of the weekend, and I called him this morning. He's still down there on business. And I said, I'm question for you. How did you get to school? We took the bus. Because you live on the farm? Yeah, okay. So, and he said, we walked down that driveway, cold or not.
Well, yeah.
And I remember it was cold a lot of days. And I said, well, did you ever not walk down the driveway because it was too cold? He said, I remember a few times my mom would drive us to the end of the driveway.
Okay, but if you live on a farm, nobody drives you to the chickens or the cows or anything. So.
I realize. And you dress properly, right?
Right.
So let's go back to this. Your concern, valid. I don't want anybody getting frostbite. It's dangerously cold, and skin freezes in a short period of time. Get all that. Isn't a parent's job to get the child either to the bus or to the front door of the school on a cold day like this?
Maybe.
Maybe.
You're assuming that parents are doing their job. Not all are. What do we do for those kids?
Okay, so in other words, this is about deadbeat parents? A handful of,
a part of it, maybe.
That's got to be a small percentage of.
God, I hope so.
Of parents in the Northern Plains, isn't it?
Sure hope so.
I don't know.
I sure hope so.
I really need some. I guess
here's the other thing, though.
Enlightenment on this. I'm not asking any of these questions facetiously. I want to know. I don't understand why schools close because it's cold, and I don't think they did 20 years ago or 40 years ago.
And if you're the one who decides on schools, in the case of Bismarck, Renee Walker probably gets all these calls. You can't win right now because Bismarck, compared to some of the districts, waited to close yesterday. Then once they close, there are plenty of parents going, well, I got to work. What do I do with my kids?
Well, see,
so those people can't win because if they close, then people get mad because they don't know what to do with the kids. If they don't close, then, well, wait a minute. All these other districts are closing.
Well, if there's a parent listening that is in that position that you just described, Mr. Mitchell. Wait a minute, schools are going to close. I don't know what to do with my kids. I'd love to understand, that person's situation. Do they work for someone that doesn't understand that schools close and I have kids and I've got to make sure that I either stay home with them and work from home or arrange to get them with friends, family, whatever? Kids are more important than careers, aren't they?
Boy, there's a can of worms.
Well, I hope so.
You could do a two-hour talk show on that alone.
I mean, and again, I'm not trying to be flippant about the cold.
No.
A person that works for me in our Fargo office, actually, sent a note last night saying school's closed. Okay, if I work from home? Answer, of course.
Sure.
And other people are better than half our staff today is working from home.
Sure.
That's fine.
Welcome to the modern era.
Right.
Great to have the technology.
They do a lot more at home, honestly, than you probably would at work with distractions and other things. I'm serious. Probably get more done.
I have no comment on that one. I can neither confirm nor deny that one.
So I'm sincerely puzzled by all of this. We are going to talk with the JP from the National Weather Service at the bottom of the hour here and find out. And I am still, and I will admit this, as a diehard Sioux fan, still basking in a little gold and green.
Oh, I bet.
Sort of warm fuzzies from the weekend.
The question is, is there anybody in Maryland that's even disappointed that they lost?
I saw the coach at the airport. he looked like a beaten man.
I bet.
He did. I felt kind of bad. He actually even had a little ding up on his face or something. I mean, literally, he's like, oh, my gosh. He just said, all he said is he shook. I said, Coach, good effort yesterday, and he said, shook his head, and he said, they're really good. What do you say?
Well, I meant to look back at their schedule. What kind of attendance are they used to? Are they used to coming in where 20,000 people are going to be cheering against you?
Yeah, I heard this. I think they travel with like less than 1,000 people that would follow them on the road, right?
Oh, I bet.
And I think the home crowds were under 5. It's pretty small.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
funny story down there. I was talking to some fans, and they'd run into some 1,000 fans, and the 1,000 fans were bragging, we're bringing 6 buses down here.
Ooh.
And the person said, I didn't have the heart to say,
we have small towns that bring 6 buses. Good grief.
It'll be 10,000 at the pep rally the night before,
but buses.
It was a blast.
Ooh.
So whether the cold is on your mind, whether the bison are on your mind, or anything else is on your mind today, welcome your calls today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And let's call some friends and family, shall we, Todd? And just try and find out when this
starts. Absolutely.
When did the switch flip that we close schools when it's cold? We all remember the blizzard days, right? When you're rooting for the radio to say, yes, yes, my school's closed. I get that. Blizzards, you know, bad roads. I get all that. And the roads aren't perfect today. And by the way, if you're out there, especially in the eastern end of the state, and are running into tough road conditions, let us know. Let us know. This is one of those days when you're really glad you have a caddy from Schwann's Cadillac on that, with like a turbo seat heat.
It started right up, and yeah, that seat was warm.
Do you know I have poor man's seat heat?
You have poor man's seat heat.
Do you know what that is?
You have that redneck seat heat, right? You got to plug it in manually.
And now my battery's going dead. Why is my battery going dead from the seat heat?
You've gotten that Schwann Cadillac.
I always joke to the kids, Henry Ford didn't have seat heat. He did okay. So they get me poor man's seat heat for Christmas, and now I have a dead battery.
Use it properly.
Fix this for us, folks. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off, and we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
I can just tell everybody here on I-29, you know, just take your easy. There's quite a bit of spots here that it's just solid glare ice. We don't need any more wrecks or cars in stitches today. Yesterday was like a parking lot. And I was going to tell you, Scott, you know, not all vehicles are the same. My vehicle, when you plug anything into the cigarette lighter, it does stay on when you shut the car off. There's a couple times I'd go into shopping, before I got out of the car, I realized, oh, I better unplug my cell phone charger there because the light on the charger indicator was still on, so you do still get power from your PowerPoints there. So double check that. Thanks, guys. And go Bison.
Go Bison. Yes, exactly right. Go Bison. Now, you know, if I do plug my cell phone in to the cigarette lighter and I turn the key off, it no longer charges. Because some do, some don't. I actually like the ones that keep doing it because it's kind of nice to leave your, you know, cell phone charge up. However, when I have the seat heat, the poor man's seat heat plugged in, all right?
That stays on?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it stays on. There's not a light on it.
Can,
but it drains the battery. So that's why I'm confused. That's why I never worried about leaving it plugged in.
You ever think it may be coincidence? Maybe you just have a lousy battery?
Well, maybe.
Because if it's either hot, if your cigarette lighter doesn't know what's plugged into it.
Exactly.
Whether it's your cell phone or...
Well, whoever solves this mystery, we have a box of chocolate-covered chippers for you.
Ooh,
all right?
Ooh,
whoever solves this mystery, because I need to know. And by the way, we have one of those to give away. You see, we had a lucky winner on our Facebook page over the weekend that guessed the score of the game Friday before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, rather. I think we did it Saturday morning. Guessed the score, win a box of chippers.
Nice.
And nailed it exactly right, 35-7.
I assume I'm not eligible to... When your solution.
Maybe we'll order up some others. That's actually what I was arranging on the phone today with Tom Campbell. When I called Tom Campbell to ask, you know, when it was cold outside, how he got to school. Mm-hmm. Because they actually put chocolate over Red River Spuds.
Mm.
Right? So these are actually North Dakota. Because the famous Whitman's candy is the ones that are most known for chocolate-covered chippers.
Yeah.
But actually, Campbell Farms does them with North Dakota Spuds. Because Whitman's doesn't even use North Dakota Spuds, believe it or not.
How about that?
So anyway, we have one of those to give away. We'll announce that winner before we're done today because one of our listeners nailed it. Exactly right. Exact score of the Bison. But if you can solve the other riddle, you can help us too. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Is our telephone number. Justin in South Dakota, listening somewhere in north central South Dakota. How are you, Justin, and what is on your mind today?
I'm good. My question is the school closings. I understand the school closings because of the cold, but 90% or more of the school's sports will have practices today and tomorrow. Just wondering about that.
Well, I've heard of that. You know, some schools, they say school and activities. Other schools, it just says schools. Now, I know this. As a parent of a basketball and volleyball player, it's basketball season right now, and I asked this question at our house. So, is school on or not? And my wife said, well, are the practices on? She said, well, it's optional. But, you know, of course, the kids don't feel like they can miss it. So, you know, there again, well, guess what? We'll get her to the door where they practice.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're really driven and you really want to participate and you really want to show the coach that you're serious, you will show up at those things.
This is the same thing with school to me. This is a parent problem. And I get there's probably teachers out there going, what an idiot. You know, he had a walk.
But tell Scott he's an idiot.
Yeah,
then.
Please do. But they're probably thinking, walk a mile in my shoes. And I would imagine there's a handful of kids in that class that they know do not have the kind of parents at home that are going to be responsible enough to get them.
Sure.
Yeah. But then, so in other words, 25 kids in that classroom would have been there just fine. And it's three or four. So we're canceling for the, you know, and maybe, you know. I'm not dismissing
the in the fall too when it's 100 degrees and there's no school because the schools are so hot, but we still have football and volleyball.
Should we?
Great question.
Should we, Justin? So, I mean, are you suggesting that if we cancel school, we got to cancel athletics?
I think if it's too hot or too cold to go to school, it's definitely too hot for practice.
I think it's dumb to close schools for being too cold. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say
that. Is it a legal liability issue? Take it from a different angle.
Probably some lawyer.
The school trying to keep itself from being sued by some renegade parent whose kid just might get, you know.
Probably a good question.
Or something.
There's another question for the administrators out there. But again, if that's the case, that's an indictment on our legal system. That's ridiculous.
How about that student up in Duluth? Now, granted, this was kind of a different deal because they got drunk and passed out and ended up having frostbite.
That was a college student. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But what if a similar thing happened where a kid, I don't know, maybe some bully knocked the kid out?
This is crazy. They shouldn't do it this way when I was growing up.
Of course it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. We should have to talk about any of this.
Thanks,
but it's there and we have to.
Another angle, though, Justin. Appreciate the call from South Dakota today. When school's closed, should activities be cold? Yeah, thank you. Appreciate
thank
it. Jamestown's Brian is calling here. Listening on 550 KFAR. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. That whole deal with your car going dead with that beacon plugged into it.
Yeah.
I've got a Chevy where if you turn the key out of the ignition, the indicator light still stays on my cell phone charger. And my Jeep, it does not. So if your power is turned off before that point, before the plug-in, then you should be fine just turning your car off. But if you still got power on that outlet, that power goes to a switch. I'm assuming that seat you have has some kind of a setting on it for high, low, or anything like that.
It does, yep.
Yep, that's the problem, because that power's going over to that switch. That's the next point in line where you send the actual electricity to the heating core in your seat. So that's why your battery's going dead, buddy. Just unplug it.
Well, of course, I'm 49 years old, and I often forget to unplug it, but I had a dead battery this morning. You know why? While I was on Frisco, a certain senior in our house likes to give me grief for, Dad, just unplug it. I said, well, I forget. And he says, you forget? Seriously? I said, well, wait till you're 49 there, smart aleck. But anyway, guess who left it plugged in while I was gone? So I had dead battery this morning.
Speaking from experience, I made that mistake. I had a charger that goes to a device of mine, and it wasn't even plugged into my device, but it was plugged into the outlet. And when I came back out 2 days later, my car was deader than dead, and I learned the hard way. So you just got to unplug it. I mean, it doesn't even have to be charging anything for it to go dead.
I have a better solution. I'm going to need to find a vehicle with CD like Todd Mitchell, because he's Mr. Schwann's Cadillac Caddy with like three settings on his seat heat. You know, I mean.
In the meantime, quit lending your Taurus out to your son.
Actually, I have no business asking if people are going soft because I need seat heat, right? So who am I kidding? Henry Ford didn't have seat heat, Todd.
You know what I'm saying?
And he wanted every.
Not everybody's got Todd Mitchell money.
Exactly.
Yeah, some people actually have money.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call. All right, let's see. Carrie in Bismarck is listening on 550. Go ahead, Carrie, you're up.
Just going to tell you that I'm a bit of a road warrior, and I have a Town & Country Chrysler that has two outlets. One will continue to charge and drain the battery. The other one automatically shuts off. So depending on certain things that I carry that plug in, I use either or.
Very interesting. Thank you, Carrie.
That's the first vehicle I've had like that, but it's very nice.
Well, this one does shut off, but now I've learned that because of the whole switch thing, that doesn't necessarily matter. It's amazing what we learn from our listeners.
Just unplug it and be safe.
800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Hal from Moorhead. Just wanted to tell you that years ago in Detroit Lakes, they couldn't keep heating the school building, so they let us all out. It was 55 below zero, as I can remember. And so a buddy of mine and I grabbed our 22 rifles, and we walked south on the Sioux Line tracks, and we're shooting. I think we shot either 7 or 9 horseshoe hares and rabbits, and then we brought them back up on the railroad tracks and let the trains cut them in half. That was kind of nasty, but got rid of a few. 55 below zero. Now, that's not wistification. And many a time when it was getting too cold, I'd go out and go ice fishing on Little Detroit Lake. So, bye-bye.
I love that story. I still think Governor Dayton's just trying to get the ice fishing industry a little bit of a break today.
See, yeah, I thought what he was going to say is, you know, go close schools, we went out and hunted.
Sure.
You know, I mean, go out and hunt some pheasants or something.
But there are plenty who do.
By the way, you can't do that anymore. A lot of sad yellow labs around North Dakota today. No more pheasant season.
Oh.
Ended over the weekend. It's done. Gonzo, got to wait till next year.
Oh, wow.
But he hunts rabbits and throws them on the train. They shoot the rabbits, throw them on the tracks. Oh, my gosh. I wonder what the railroad officials would think of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure somebody's going to call now. Don't do that, guys.
But when I say the wussification, look, there's going to be extreme conditions. I just don't think, number one, the governor should just do a blanket thing. I should think it should be done school by school. And I also just think it was a rare thing. In his case, he remembered the 55-degree below a day because he and some buddies went out and shot some rabbits. That's fun. Threw them on the train.
I just what we need after a train derailment is somebody trying to do something with trains.
But the point is, it's rare. Kids today are going to think, yeah, you know, it gets cold, you close schools. I don't think that's a good thing. And I want to know why. And, I hear people say, well, it's extremely cold out. It's dangerous cold out. I get that. Right? I mean, you'd have to be really sort of thick in the head not to know that this is dangerous cold. Isn't that where parenting kicks in? Isn't that when I'm going to drive you to the bus? I'm going to drive you to the front door. I'm going to make sure you're in that building before I go to work. I'm going to make sure you're on that bus before I go to work. What am I missing? And how did you do it when you grew up, folks? Tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have a very special guest that's going to tell us how cold it is and how long it's going to be this cold, don't we, Don?
Absolutely. John Paul Martin at the Bismarck Office of the National Weather Service. Good morning.
Hi, JP.
Hey. Hey there, guys. How are you? Sounds like Todd and Scott there.
It does. Well, good. Your ears work then. That is what you're hearing.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, now if we're still using the old wind chill chart, how cold would the wind chill be?
Oh, man, I've completely forgotten about that one since it's been, what, 13 years, I think, since we changed that. 2001.
You guys took all the drama out of it.
Hey, that's as my kids would say, hey, Dad, back in the old days. I'll tell you, that makes me feel terrible. I say, ask your grandmother about the old days. Don't nice. Ask Dad about that. But, hey, we're looking at the hey, let me just say this. Our worst national nightmare is over. The worst of this is over. We're already starting to warm up a little bit in the southwest part of the state. Still wind chills this morning in the 50s below zero in the eastern part of North Dakota. Only in the 30s and 40s below in the west. That's because we're starting to warm up a little bit. I use that term loosely, that warm term. Temperatures are rising a little bit in the west, and the wind is dropping down. And so wind chills in the western half of the state, only in the 30s and 40s below, 50s below still, with gusty wind from Devil's Lake down through Jamestown and the Red River Valley. But guys, listen, I do have good news. I know we like to get some good news in when the news has been bad. Like
anytime the weatherman has good news, we do want to hear that, yes.
Good news. Listen, you might be seeing some short sleeve shirts being worn here by the end of this week. Temperatures, I think we're going to start a slow warm up now. Actually, that warm up, like I said, starting in the west already. Temperatures tonight in Dickinson could actually be slowly rising through the night. So I think those headlines you see for those wind to chill warnings, I think slowly through the day we'll be canceling those. From the western part of the state toward the east as the day goes on. Temperatures, I think, will be in the 20s by Wednesday. I think we'll be possibly. Have you ever wanted to have freezing? Everybody wants freezing, right?
I'm rooting for 32. Yeah.
We could have freezing temperatures here, meaning into the lower 30s Friday and Saturday coming up. And listen, that warmer trend here, temperatures probably in the 30s, looks like it'll continue into the third week of January. So maybe this is our January thaw coming. Does look like we'll turn colder again the end of the month, but let's not think about that. Let's enjoy the next 2 weeks or so of relatively mild temperatures.
You know, there's a rather famous John Paul that I used to consider my favorite John Paul, but now there's a second John Paul that needs to be sainted. With that news, JP, thank you very much. That was beautiful. Oh. That's very good. And who has bragging rights right now on the cold, by the way?
Oh man, that would be from actually over the past 12 hours or so. That would probably be the southwest part of the state, Hettinger, coming in about 55 below zero late last evening. That was as of 5 o'clock this morning. I haven't checked since then other than to say that, Minot was about 50 below, and the east of Harvey there in Wells County had 51 below. So it's still in the 50s below right now. In the eastern part of the state. But as far as the overnight, it was the Hettinger area.
It's not the most stark of contrasts there, 50 to 55 below.
But also,
can the human being detect the difference? That's wind chill. That's wind chill, right?
That's wind chill, right. Yeah, as far as actual temperatures go, we were in the, everybody dropped down into the drip down. Dropped down
it didn't
into
drip,
the 20s,
it was freezing out there.
It was. It's hard to talk when it's this cold, you know, guys? Pretty much everybody was in the 20s below. Our neighbors to the north, boy, Regina, Saskatchewan, 35 below early this morning.
Here's what I don't
know.
That was
actual air temperature, guys, the 35 below up there.
The windshield is an index, not an actual temperature, right? So, there is a difference here. I think we get wrapped up on the windshield thing a little bit, and unless you're out, you know, like...
Because that's what it feels like.
But if you're being really dumb and you're out, with shorts and a t-shirt, maybe then I understand it'd be a big problem. But otherwise, are you going to know the difference? Cold is cold.
Well, the thing is that the wind chill takes into account the temperature and the wind. Just like in the summertime, when we talk heat index, we're taking into account the temperature and the humidity then. The higher the humidity, the more stress on the body. In the wintertime, the wind chill, it's the rate of heat taken away from a body. The rate of heat taken away from body. So you're right. If you're out there in the nude, that's when you know, it would really 55 below wind chill. It feels like 55 below. But if you're dressed, you have heavy coats on, hat and gloves, you really don't feel that, what we say, feel like temperature. You really don't feel that. But I'll tell you, I was out. I was in Fargo this weekend for some hockey tournaments, and I'll tell you, outside just a few minutes, I had my head covered, my face, but not my ears. And I was just out a few minutes, and I'll tell you there yesterday morning, really in just a few minutes, my ears started to burn. So it's a danger. It's a danger to children. And I know I heard a little bit of your conversation there going on. I'll tell you, I'm from Pennsylvania originally, as I think you know. In Pennsylvania, when they get temperatures just down near zero, they have trouble starting buses. Now, I don't know what kind of buses they have versus what we have here in North Dakota, but they, many times there's 1 or 2 hour delays in the morning, and a lot of canceled school there in Pennsylvania. So I think we do need to be careful with children, standing out waiting for a bus. I know I heard you mention, you know, parents taking kids right to the door, or making sure they get right on the bus and things like that. But we do have to remember that, people, children especially, standing outside, the bus is showing up late, their lives could be in danger.
Right, and but obviously that's why I'm not trying to be flippant about the cold. It is obviously life-threatening cold, right? It's dangerous cold. I get all that. I'm just thinking a parent would know that because
at what point is it life-threatening?
We've known it was coming. You know, yeah. I mean, when do we cross the threshold into life-threatening cold? This is it, obviously. Where does that line start, JP?
Well, that's a tough one because even when the wind temperature, you know, are around zero with no wind, boy, if you're out there for any length of time, for too long, I don't know what that time would be, but you know, if you're not dressed properly, things like that, you get frostbite, and of course you die in that. You know, you can die in 0 degrees, you can die hypothermia, you know, temperatures even in the 30s and 40s above zero, you know, you can get 30s, I should say, certainly above, you can get hypothermia setting in. So it's all kind of relative, but this one was a widespread event and some of the lowest temperatures and wind chills that we've seen at all this season. So that's why the Weather Service last Thursday really highlighted that it would be a terrible weekend as far as winter weather with that front that came through and the blizzard conditions we had. It was short-lived. The blizzard conditions were short-lived. And then this cold snap that we'd have at the end of the weekend. And
just legitimize all these California people complaining about under 50. Well, you know, you could get hypothermia.
Yeah, no,
right?
Thank you, JP.
And especially when you're wet, you know, if you're wet, sweating, too much clothing, you know, you're sweating, and that hypothermia can set in. People who've been in water, you know, if you've been in water and then get out, even temperatures, you know, like I say, above freezing, still get the hypothermia and you can die. So the life-threatening, you know, you don't just need these conditions for it to be life-threatening. It's just it happens more quickly.
And it seems like the media gets a little hyperbole, you know, oriented over situations like this, especially if it gets to zero out east, then all of a sudden it's, you know, oh, the world comes to an end because it's cold. I think we're a little hardier here in the heartland. But JP, appreciate the update, and thanks for the good news too. By the way, you're awesome. Yeah.
All righty, guys. Hey, and you can bet on that forecast.
I love it. Of course we can. JP Martin, John Paul Martin from the National Weather Service, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much. By the way, we did get some road reports earlier. Pretty much from Belcourt to, if you go Belcourt east to Langdon to Cavalier, or Harvey east to Devil's Lake to Grand Forks, or Jamestown, Valley City, Fargo, that whole quadrant there is the slickest of the roads. So it is ice because of everything that was there. Whole top northern half, top 10% of the northern half of North Dakota has some snow-covered roads. Everything else pretty good, but do be careful if you are out there. Okay, we have Sam and Fargo waiting to weigh in, and lots of other calls we're going to get to you here at 800-228-0550. Sam and Fargo listening on the flag, AM 1100. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, staying warm?
Trying.
You know, I can't think of a safer place for children to be right now than inside of a school. I just find it so weird, strange. All I can think of is we've imported too many people from Pennsylvania and stuff that make these decisions. And, I just find it silly. Really silly.
Great insight, Sam. Great insight. Appreciate the call. Sorry we don't have time to chat more, but call again. He asked a very good question. Isn't the safest place for kids when it's this cold to be in a school?
Yep.
Tell us if we're wrong, folks. We'll continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You ready for a really big deal? From Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the boss man, Brian Burgraff, has a great deal. Brian, what's the big deal at Chase now?
Well, I'll tell you what. The big thing is we've got a lot of snow here. The trails are groomed, and if you've got a snowmobile or you need to rent one, we've got them here for you. We've got Polaris 550s, two-ups, that you can come and rent. We've got eight of those in our fleet. And actually, one of the specials we have for all your listeners is that $99 any room midweek. Whatever room is available, we'll put you in it. And for $99, you get the room and 2 hours of sled rental. And if you don't want to go use one of the snowmobiles, that's fine, too. For $75, you can come in and have the same special. Pick any room and house for whatever's available that day, midweek.
Make plans now to check out one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Ask for the Scott Special by calling 888-CHASE-06 or go online, chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Simple question, why do schools close when it's cold? Really cold. Just want to know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Is it a character question? Is it a family life question? Or is it just common sense that, no, it's cold outside, bad things could happen quicker with this cold, so you're going to keep kids home? Safe. I don't know. Tell me. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Back to the phones in a minute. Some folks waiting to weigh in here. We're going to talk about this till the bottom of the next hour, so we'll spend plenty of time on it here on the program. Brought to you this hour by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. NorthDakotaOilCan.com is a place you can go to find out how $30 billion in economic impact, that's with a B, is being pumped in by this industry. The North Dakota Petroleum Council. 60,000 jobs, a lot of good jobs and careers out there in North Dakota. 60,000 right now, plus, of course, energy security that comes from North Dakota oil and gas. Can't beat that. And, of course, also adding to the conversation about solving the challenges of our state's growth, we appreciate the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Also appreciate our friends at Apache Sprayers. You know, if you need a sprayer, they have models from 750 gallons on up to 1,200 gallons, booms up to 132 feet. Now, that'll cover some ground for you, Todd. There's a serious... This is like, you know, this is like the North Dakota argument on schools. The governor doesn't close our schools. There's no closing schools in winter. It's just kind of like the same thing with the, you know, booms that cover 132 feet and 750 to 1,200 gallon sprayers. But build them right in North Dakota. High Plains Apache, you're going to find them in Frontier or in Mandan. Or just find your High Plains Apache authorized Apache sprayer dealer. And say, I want the big one. I want the big boom. I want the load me up here. And also, they're the only sprayer with a standard five-year warranty. Fuel efficiency, no other sprayer provides the fuel efficiency that Apache sprayers do. Lightweight, less compaction on the ground. And with their mechanical drive system, you get a more rugged machine. Makes the Apache sprayer easier to maintain as well. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Apache sprayers. Frontier and Mandan. 9 before the hour. Let's get back to the phones here. See if somebody can answer this question for me. Why do schools close when it's cold? Jim, Bismarck, listening on K-Flyer. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Scott. I guess I kind of look at it as you have to evaluate the weakest link. And I think recently those two kids left on those buses in Fargo. And thank God somebody saw them. And, you know, you look at conditions like this. I mean, I can relate to the guy when I was shot a rabbit. Me and buddies, when I was in junior high and high school, we got a blizzard. We went out and made snow forts. But I had a crippling caution. Mom, bless her heart, she's 89. I'm heading out one from Fargo, head out west. She's making sure I got my sleeping bag along and my safety candle and my, you know, drinks this morning or last night. Glove warmers. You know, but that's what I, you know, a lot of us are equipped to deal with this. But there's immigrants is the weakest link factor that, it's dangerous. And, you know, there's little kids that go to school. I remember in high school or junior high going downtown to Island Park where they had that skating rink and now it's a swimming pool. And they didn't come right away. So I walked home in freezing cold weather. My feet were – so I didn't even use good judgment then. And so I think that's the thing you got to consider in all this. Yeah, we're all tough. We all grew up that way, but not all of us really were. I mean, and or are equipped. And there's – I just think it might be appropriate when it's this bad out to – call school off.
And two follow-up questions for you, Jim. Why did you call your mom?
I said, bless her heart, she's 89, and she's still crippling caution. You know,
crippling caution, crippling caution. That's the word you use that I didn't catch. That's cute. Just and does she worry about you to this day when you're on the road?
To this day. Last night she brought over stuff because she knew I was heading out to the oil patch. I got business out there, and I'm in Bismarck right now listening to K-Fire. And I started out with 1,100 in a single week, and I switched over. So anyway, I really like the way that you guys are hooking up out west. I think it helps unify the state. There's so much of us doing stuff out west, and, I mean, I think it's really neat.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Second question I wanted to ask you is, wasn't there a weak link 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago? Why do we have a weak link now?
We've got a lot more immigrants now, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know that all the families are, you know, grew up with the same kind of parenting that I did, you know, in terms of, and you and I probably enjoyed. And so I think there's a weaker link with people that are moving to the area that aren't from here, you know, and a lot of people just, you know, when that's just old, they're having school, got to get the kid there. Not everybody understands and has a judgment of that. Us Northeasters and, you know, others that have kind of grown up in this environment. And the weak link, I don't know, you just think about, like, those two kids left on the bus. What if they weren't found? They're little. They don't have good judgment. You know, if it was a high school or junior high, they'd be, you know, making decisions different than somebody that's in first grade.
I'm with the other guy. The safest place for kids on a cold day is school. And to me,
you got to there.
to me, yeah, get him to the front door of the bus, get him to the front door of the school, and it's a sad indictment on the character or family life or something that we need to close school for the 99% because of the 1%, in my view. And maybe I'm horribly naive, Jim, but I can't believe it. But you raised some great points today. I appreciate the call very much. Yeah. Matt, traveling Highway 83, listening to 550, got about 30 seconds for you, Matt. Go ahead, quick.
Well, the question is, I know this guy that's working in the area. He's from New Zealand. He's been in and out of the United States for the last 18 years. But he's working as a self-employed contractor. And what I'm curious about, is that legal under, I'm not sure what visa he's got that he's working here on. But
we'll check it out. We'll check it out, Matt. Hang on a second if you would.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.